I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Drop out Joe. Skip Nevada. Skip South Carolina. Just go home early.
Drop out Joe.
Why does that guy sound like he's laughing so much? Is that a real fundraiser?
They were camped outside of Joe Biden's hotel waiting for Joe.
Are they with a coalition of people?
Didn't say. Just said a crowd gathered outside of Joe Biden's hotel.
It would be really weird if they were in the fundraiser, like they had paid for a $1,000 plate and then chanted that.
Yeah, that's true.
Happy Valentine's Day. It's Friday. We've got Gabe Pfeiffer in studio. Have you subscribed to his YouTube channel? Why not yet? Do it right now.
Yay. You need to.
Threatening you with my mom voice.
Yeah.
Go to your room. Subscribe to St. John the Philosopher on YouTube, and then you can come out after you've thought about what you've done.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi is so good at church mom when she's...
The face.
Yeah. To her own members.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't... This is a solemn impeachment. And everyone's like, "Wah, giddy." Yeah. Nope.
You set your jaw and you open your eyes real wide. That's how you... That's the church mom.
Oh,
look.
I know. I do it.
And you use their middle name.
Seriously, I do it. Facebook.com/AndyFryShow. You can see a picture of Ryan in a moose suit. And an Annie Fry Show t-shirt, which
several.
Apparently we're trying to get rid of, so I don't really know what to do about that, but there's
we'll
a very, very tiny logo. You know, you shouldn't even be talking into that microphone.
Me?
Yeah, it's got the wrong logo on it.
Oh.
Man,
got
you. I've never seen her look so worried in my life.
What?
Whoa. What?
Me?
What?
Are you pointing at me?
Have you ever been in the middle of doing something and someone says, "You shouldn't even be talking"? I'm like, yeah.
Not to mention the fact that I'm talking about, it's called a flag and it's on the microphone.
Yeah.
And it has the old logo on it. And Katie like frantically looked around the room. And when she focused on this thing, she kind of went cross-eyed for a second. And it's so close to her face.
It was so good.
I looked behind me. I'm like,
what? Yeah. No, and he's talking to that guy standing behind you. Didn't you know he was here?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's do the thing.
He lives in the rafters.
You got it.
Do the thing.
Ready?
Yep. No, wait.
Okay, let's wait. All right, we got to do it because we want to give people a chance. Rolling Stones, you want to win tickets? Call right now. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. We are going to take the February 14th. Caller.
The 14th caller?
Yes. We're going to take the 14th Ooh. Caller.
Frank would not stand for that.
I know, but he's not here. So,
so we'll do
good luck there,
want.
Ted. Brought to you by the Bomberito box office. Get all the ticket information and see tour dates. Well, I don't know why you'd want to see the tour dates. You're going to have the St. Louis one. Go to rollingstones.com.
Think more, speak less.
Why would you want those?
I don't even know what you just said, but yet people are calling because they got the right phone number.
Yes. Just say number free and the phone number.
14.
Yes. Caller number 14 there, Ted.
Be kind to Ted. He's counting to 14. It's a lot to call.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Look at you. You're giddy like a little, especially with your backwards hat and your headphones and your Nike sweatshirt.
Boy.
90s boy.
Boy.
You look like the guy who's going to be in detention. And that nod is a confirmation of it.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me of Katie's look, because that's the look you give in class when you've been daydreaming and teacher just asks you something.
And they call on you. Ooh, yeah. That happened a bunch of class to me.
Katie is pretty observant. Katie and I have worked together for, I guess, total 5 years, going on five, no, over four, because you were my intern starting in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie notices things about me that other people don't really notice. And Katie says to me the other day, it was like a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Annie, I noticed something about you when Gabe walked in the room last Friday." And I like stopped to listen to what she said. You can explain it to people because you were spot on.
Yes.
Okay.
So many people might not know this, but Annie is not a hugger. She does not give out hugs, nor does she like to receive hugs. But if someone does hug her,
I like right. purposeful hugs.
Yes. So
you can. Yes, go on.
I was working on a blog post at the time, and Gabe, wonderful Gabe, walks in, and he gives me a hug, and we embrace, and it's great, and he goes over to Ryan, and they hug one another like a bro hug. And I look up just for my monitor quickly, and I see Annie. And Annie
just stiffens a little bit.
And she doesn't mean to. It's just her natural reaction.
I didn't know that this was happening.
She tensed up
a little
bit.
Katie's over there just being observant. Nobody told her to do that. She's just seeing things that I'm trying to keep on the inside.
She's trying. She tensed up a little bit, raised her eyebrows, and exhaled. And then Gabe came in, and she's like, "Hey, Gabe," and they hugged. And I know Annie, and I know she was bracing for impact.
It wasn't a public thing. And the funny thing is I don't mind hugging Gabe at all. No. But I know that you're going to hug me. I got to get ready for it.
Yep.
Well, I don't have to. We can high five.
No.
It's cool.
We can high five.
It's already too late.
Cool.
We're already there.
We're already in the hug zone.
Gabe, we're talking about it now.
We're
so
in the hug zone. So, okay. It's on.
But right, it's funny because okay. I didn't know this.
You didn't realize.
And I will tell the girlfriend you were so on.
That's happening.
I did not know this about Annie
yeah.
until Trisha and I kind of ganged up on Annie and bombarded her with hugs.
Oh.
And Annie's like, "Hey, guys, just so you know."
Linda.
Just not really a hugger. Hugs aren't bad.
Right.
You know why I don't? We had this entire poll. It was one of the most successful things Annie Frye has ever done. And I don't know what that says about anything, but when you go to hug someone, do you put your head to the left?
Yep.
Or do you put your head to the right?
Right. I remember.
I do it wrong every time. I don't know how that's possible because there's only two options.
I go straight in.
I know. Then there are those people.
I know where this conversation's going, and I know it's all a veiled threat to all the hugs I give you at the end of every show.
Good show, everybody.
You sound like
hug time.
You sound like an elf. Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Hope you have fun. Or good luck finding your dad.
I think you did a good job pressing the buttons today, Katie.
Give me a big one. Give me a big hug.
I really like that point you made about Nancy Pelosi, Annie. big hug. Give me one.
Good job, Ryan. Have we ever hugged
everybody?
I don't know that we've ever.
We only hug for pictures.
Oh, yeah.
That's a side
like
hug.
Today, like this morning.
I'm not sure that counts.
It's a side hug.
Gabe and I are
we should just full-on hug for pictures from now on.
We understand one another. Yes,
exactly.
No.
It's like...
But did you die?
I don't know. I don't know what's
going to
happen.
A lot of pictures out there of Ryan Annie full hugging.
It's going to be Ryan fully embracing me with my arms straight down my side and my shoulder and my
up
neck.
To your ears.
That'll be the post-picture hug. We'll do the normal side hug for the picture, and then I'll be like, good picture, Annie.
Good picture.
Give me a big one.
Good hug.
Give me a big one.
I like hugs. Do you like hugs? Hugs are great.
See, I think that a hug has there's immense purpose in a hug. We met a wonderful woman today.
Mm-hmm.
Renee.
Made a huge impact on you.
She did. She was a very strong hugger. But she was talking like she's known for her hugs. She gave a very purposeful hug. She loves the show.
Yes.
She's been listening to the show. And that is why we do what we do. Because this is a conversation with people just like you listening right now in the privacy of your car going from point A to point B or in your kitchen or at your desk with your headphones. You know, I've worked at the station for 11 years and I worked in the background, and I've heard so many people talk about the Dave Glover show and how, you know, they'd message the station. I would intercept those messages and respond, and people would be like, I don't know what the people in the cars around me were thinking when I was doubled over in laughter, but you build a relationship with people.
Oh yeah.
I started listening to 97.1 in probably 2004. And I was delivering medication for a local pharmacy, and I just got sick of the same music being played all the time. And search, and I found 97.1. I'd listened to Bill O'Reilly, I'd listened to Sean Hannity, and I'd listened to Dave Glover. And you get to know these people, and you feel like you're part of it. Like, you are a part of this. So you get to meet somebody like that who you get to feel like you have this, like, intimate thing where you're having these conversations and you relate with these people. But in radio, not only do you not see, like, you not know them, but you don't even see them. You meet them in person. That's a really cool thing for me to be able to meet you. And she really loves the show. She's a big hugger. And she probably hugged me 4 or 5 times. And I was okay with all of it because I really understood what she meant. But for me to walk up to somebody and just throw my arms out, I think the other part of it is that I have worked in very male-dominated, a very male-dominated industry. And it's just easier for me to
not
to be a strong woman who goes out and sticks my hand out to shake your hand immediately, and I have set that boundary. And that's how I control my space. But then you get to know somebody like Gabe. Gabe, you're my friend. You're not a coworker. You're my friend. Ryan is my coworker, but Katie is my friend.
That's why our hugs are weird.
That's why so Ryan's weird. Always like, give me a big one.
Give me a big one.
And my opinion is it's weird.
It's just, such a good job.
You get to the point where you know somebody and you care for them outside of the context of your common goal in the workplace, and that changes. Like, I remember talking to Katie when she was an intern and saying to Katie, like, you can make friends at work, but if you develop friendships at work, that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to be a female. And, you know, good grief, Harvey Weinstein. Seriously, though, like, if you consider the industry and the casting couch, that whole allusion to what women have to do, like, that is the extreme when you consider the Harvey Weinstein cases. But you can do things in your own life to set boundaries. And when you decide to let those people in, you let them in.
Right.
You give them hugs or whatever. It's just for me, like, my hug, I'm not going to meet someone for the first time and be like, hey, let's hug it out.
Here. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Katie and I will be at cocktail parties or, like, if we get invited to just speak at an event or something. And I'm always like, Katie, you come stand right here.
Come over here by me.
You do all the small talk, and I will nod and smile and say thank you.
You give out all the hugs.
And it's not like, I feel like this is something that
come here, Katie.
Could come off as maybe, like, I'm quiet or I don't want it to at all come off as pretentious. I am just not as comfortable in those situations. Katie is extremely comfortable in those situations. Mm-hmm. And once you get into a conversation, you get to know people, then, like, I could talk all night with those. But if it's just what do you call that when you date and you sit down at a table and
speed dating.
Speed dating.
Have any of you ever speed dated?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
We should just go one time and try it.
I can imagine it being chaotic.
The problem is it would end up being us dating each other. It would be real weird. All right, let's give some hugs.
And then we'd end the night saying, heard it from a love song.
Please go into that bump music.
We can't. What do we got now? Oh, the love song. Mm-hmm. I think this is the best love song ever. I don't know about written, but performed, like the whole sum of Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
This is just, like we were saying when we were listening to it in the office edit, this is stop you in your tracks. Shut up, Annie, and let me hear her voice. Yeah. Stunningly beautiful.
It is a good song, but it's better done by Marshall Tucker Band.
I've heard that before.
Or done by Ryan and Katie doing Marshall Tucker Band, doing Whitney Spears. Whitney Houston. Let me tell a quick Britney Spears story.
Over this?
Last night, I'm playing through some stuff on my radio, and a Britney Spears song comes up. It was Brave New Girl. My son goes, oh, I like this. This sounds retro. And I'm like, get out of my kitchen.
Get out of my kitchen.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, this is a song I danced with my husband to when he first became my husband. Now, if he were to tune into the webcam right now, there'd be some reconsideration involved. I'm not going to tell you what's going on. You're going to have to tune in, but I need you to comment who wore it best. Annie or Ryan? I think it's obvious.
We look hot.
We look hot.
And by hot, you mean?
We're sweating.
High temperature.
This is for outside.
Well, why so wouldn't you tell me that the antler is not right? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's what's embarrassing.
They're a little floppy.
Did that catch you off guard? I thought you were setting up that joke.
Gee whiz. I was going to say it, but it was funnier when you did.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, very styling.
Horny costume.
Okay. What did you say?
Antlers.
Okay.
Antlers.
Antlers. Yes, we're speaking of antlers.
Moose? What?
Good show today, guys.
Facebook.com/AndyFryShow. We've been up since 4 or something. Yeah. I don't even know. I got 4 hours of sleep last night. I tweeted this last night. I feel like when I wake up in the morning, I feel like it's a lifetime before I'm going to be back in bed again. But that when I'm laying awake in bed at night, I just like think about the passage of time with my kids and everything. And it's like I can't. I want to grab it and stop it. I want to make it stand still, like it's going too fast. I'm like, why can't the time when I'm getting back in bed seem like it goes fast and then allow myself to pass out?
It's weird. I don't know.
Because you need a sleep apnea mouth guard. That's why.
Is that why? Do I have sleep apnea?
I don't know. I've never been in your room while you're asleep.
Recently.
Way worse when you look like that.
Recently.
Mm-mm.
Brushing up on my... venison sausage.
So we were at Hardee's this morning for the Rise and Shine event. Thank you to everybody who came out. We did not get to hear the Greitens interview. Eric Greitens was in studio with Mark Cox this morning. Mm-hmm. Did you get to hear it?
I did not hear it.
So it's on. I want you to go check the Mark Cox Morning Show podcast out. You can go to radio.com and subscribe there. You can also subscribe to the Annie Frye Show podcast while you're there as well. But the story coming out with Eric Greitens about him being exonerated of sorts.
Go after people who they disagree with. And it was campaign dollars for the Missouri Ethics Commission stuff when they're talking about the campaign. But when Kim Gardner attacks me, when I have to have my lawyers go and fight this, this is coming out of my pocket. That's my kids' college tuition, right? Every single day that gets hammered. And that's why they do this.
So I want to encourage you to go to 971talk.com/Cox or go to radio.com and subscribe to the Mark Cox Morning Show podcast. And you can hear the full thing there because I know lots of people are talking about it. But I didn't get to hear the interview
because we were at Hardee's.
If you go to the Facebook page right now, facebook.com/AndyFryShow, you can see Ryan put on a moose costume.
Again.
For the second time today.
And he went out on the street and waved at people, which is hilarious because we didn't have any signage or anything at the event. There was no indication that there wasn't just an escapee in a moose costume waving to people with a big, bright, orange Annie Frye Show shirt on it.
Yeah, there still is no reason to be in a moose. There's no connection between a moose costume and Hardee's or this radio station.
It's just like the chapel in Denny's. In Las Vegas. There's no connection, but it's still happening.
That's correct.
Do you remember that story?
I do.
Never mind.
And there you have it.
And there you go.
You think that, Gabe, looking at the president's success that he's had, and he has got a budget out right now, and he's talked about some spending cuts, which is good. He's
finally
also talked about some investments, like in Space Force.
Space Force!
All Gabe wants to do is talk
about...
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Space Force.
Well, part of my problem here is that people seem to... I mean, but besides the fact that, yes, Space Force is kind of fun to talk about, you can meme it pretty well, but people are doing so in a way that's intended to make the president look bad, and they're doing it... You know, out of ignorance completely. You know, it's kind of like as though the president came into office. He said, you know what? I think we should build a Death Star. And we literally try to, you know, get money to build Death Star. That's not what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Space Force is simply the derivation of what we've always had, which is the United States Air Force Space Command.
Yeah.
It's been in place since 1982. This isn't new. They have the responsibilities, about 20,000 soldiers or so.
20,000 space soldiers?
Space soldiers, yeah. Actually, they're looking for a name, like what to call them, because, you know,
Army or
soldiers, Air Force is airmen, Navy is sailor, so they're looking for a what they call
Is it hard to have a serious conversation when I'm in a moose costume?
A little bit. It's a little distracting.
Yeah? Why?
I'm gonna pretend that
the
antlers,
warmest I've been in here.
That the antlers are antenna and you're an alien and I'm disgusting.
Space Force.
Okay, but
it's just what we do.
That's right, exactly. So
my name is Annie Fry.
Space Force!
Oh no!
Have you ever heard this?
I have not heard this.
Space Force! Oh, it's
that's
good.
So cool.
Space Force! Space Force! Space Force!
Is this a Trump auto tune?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Space is a war fighting domain, just like the land.
Donald
air,
Trump is on D.
Wow, I love these things.
The Air Force, the Space Force.
That's good. Let's post it. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's excellent.
I'm shedding.
Well, and the thing is, the realm of Space Force is kind of like you said, space is actually a place of it's a warfighting domain because we have a massive infrastructure out there that needs protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of your phones are dependent on the functioning of the satellite network that we currently have. All that GPS that everybody has in almost everything, including your watch and your Fitbit and your cell phone and all these things, they're dependent on that system. We also have cyberspace, which is dependent on space. And the interconnectivity of all of our military assets all across the globe is dependent on space. So we need a dedicated force to deal with that. And the thing about having a dedicated force, what that means is now the commander of Space Force is no longer, you know, a subordinate of the Air Force General. You know, the Air Force General may have different priorities. He may want to focus on air superiority or air mobility or things like that. The Space Force General would be focused exclusively on his own domain. So, you know, he would be an expert in his own field. And of course, he gets an office now in the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get their own line item in the budget. These are all important things that come along with being a dedicated force on its own. So saying, you know, making this whole meme about, oh, now we're going to have a Space Force as though it's a silly idea.
Yeah, they don't
dumb.
Know what they're talking
you
about.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Kev says, how about Space Cadet?
That's one.
Like in the game Space Invaders.
Yes, exactly. That's a good one.
Spacemen, Rocketeers. These are all suggestions coming in here on the Facebook page.
Yes.
People tuning in to have a riveting conversation about Space Force, and there is a rude awakening when you open up the Facebook Live right now. I've got a poll up. Who wore it best? Annie or Ryan? Guess who's winning with 100% right now?
Whoa.
No, you're not. I saw the votes. I'm looking at the same thing as you are.
What you think about that, boy?
That's just an all-out fake news lie. I'm looking at the votes.
Who wore it best? 100% Annie.
Mindy says Ryan. Janet says Ryan.
Yeah, but they're voting
Jack
for
says
me.
Ryan.
They're voting. It's an actual poll, honey.
You have to hit the buttons, guys.
Oh, with a stupid real poll.
Saying I'm spreading fake news. It says, who wore it best? Annie 100%.
Come on, you people.
Ryan's about to vote for himself.
That's right. Boom. Ryan.
That's a good job.
There goes your
100%. Job. Good job there.
Good
hug?
Well, wanna we're going to take a quick break because Tony Colombo is going to come in here and do an Annie, are you okay? And I'm wearing a moose costume, which is unusual at best.
Kind
so is
awesome.
Ryan. We are going up. Oh, there's the 6% for Ryan. Aw. Somebody loved you.
It was me. We know that.
I know.
I just said it, didn't it?
It was me. Katie's going to go vote for you, too. I'll
this Katie?
It. Huh?
Or my wife, Katie?
Probably this Katie.
Okay.
We will keep these on until probably for about the next 10 minutes. And then it's just got to go. Because Dave Glover and the Dave Glover Show's on the other side of the window. And they're starting to judge us.
Like, oh, yeah. No, they're not starting.
Oh. That's true.
They hate us right now.
Right now?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I purposely... And you sound just like Lone Star. I don't even know what Lone Star's been doing all this time, wasting their time and energy when you could have been
filling in.
What, is this hurting you to listen to this music?
I don't know what you're talking. What's Lone Star?
Oh.
Is that the band that's singing the song?
It's good. This is
what is it, the furry song. Friends you listen to?
Super Furry Animals.
Furry Friends.
What's Lone Star? I mean, who's even heard of Lone Star?
I didn't say any of those things. I just said Lone Star.
Lone Star.
I thought you were making a Spaceballs reference, to be honest with you.
No! No!
You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed that.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Hey, Rick Moranis is coming back to the big screen.
Big Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Not
yep.
big.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That he franchise. Chose of all the franchises he was in. Not Spaceballs. Not Ghostbusters.
They shouldn't touch those.
Well, the thing is, that's the franchise that he starred in. That's the only one he's got any clout.
Well, that's
kind
of true.
Very good point. Yeah. He's the main.
He wasn't even in the TV show, though.
It was. It's a good point.
What was his name? Peter Scolari.
I was going to say, it's not every day that I play a love song for Tony Colombo.
Still, he did. Still indicted.
Oh, I play a love song for Tony Colombo and his wife. There it is. He can't hear it yet. He can hear it. Tony, I say to Tony, hey, what's you and your wife's love song? He goes, Lone Star?
Amazed by Lone Star, maybe.
Like he was going to say that, and I'm going to be like, yes, that's it.
That's the one.
There's a song by R.E.M. called Me and Honey. It might be considered
a better choice.
Yeah, I don't know what she would consider our song to be. I don't think we have one.
Well, it's time. Tonight's the night.
Got to pick one.
Me and Honey by R.E.M.
Are you going to tell her?
Final answer.
Are you going to let her
know?
Know
that? I think she would know that.
How long have you been married?
Oh.
See? Do the same thing.
16 years.
16?
Yeah, almost 16 years. Our next anniversary will be our 16th anniversary in May.
So that would mean 15 years.
Well, it's coming up.
Math.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Math is hard.
How about you?
12.
Yeah?
An F.
Speaking of interesting conversations,
and now
how are you
time
doing?
To play. Is Annie okay with this?
What folder is that?
Katie?
An old folder, a very old one. Yikes.
Oh wow, yeah, old that school. Was the
yep.
yeah
the original.
Wait, mm-hmm. wait a second, Michael Jackson. We haven't been talking about Michael Jackson for a while.
I don't know why.
Is he?
Is it okay
is he,
now?
Is he
okay?
Are we back?
I like, never thought it wasn't okay to play his music.
Yeah,
so.
Well, considering how often I heard Thriller, you know, every Halloween since, I think it's fine.
I mean, there's an Alien Ant Farm version of that song.
Yes,
this I was looking for the intro to that.
I was at a elementary school performance that my daughter participated in last night. Her entire school put on a performance for Black History Month, and one of the classes. Every class performed a different song, and then they had
somebody do some MJ?
Yeah.
What'd they choose?
ABC. It was like the first graders.
ABC. Was it adorable?
Yeah. And they were like lip syncing it, so it was the real song, so everybody's up dancing. But I mean, yeah, I mean, that's Michael Jackson singing, and it's an elementary school performance with a bunch of little kids. And I don't think anybody in the room went,
no.
Can you do this?
Are these kids really okay with Michael Jackson? Here's the other one.
And now it's time to play. Is Annie okay with this?
Just the other day, somebody I was wearing, it was in Disney World. I had a name tag on. It said Annie.
Oh, just the other day when I was in Disney World.
And I had a name tag that said Annie. And hey, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? When people say that and they're like, I bet no one said that to her before.
Anybody ever told you to get your gun?
Yeah, like this.
Never heard that one.
Hey.
With a finger gun.
The finger gun.
You better put that gun away. It's Illinois.
Get your FOID card out.
No kidding.
I'm going to need 4 forms of identification and a passport.
With that finger gun.
All right, so check this out. There was a website that recently allowed people to put the worst things they've ever gotten for Valentine's Day on there. And they sort of correlated all of these terrible things.
Is there anybody in here who's gotten a terrible Valentine's Day gift before?
A breakup?
Don't you dare.
Oh, man.
Don't you dare, Ryan Wiggins.
This was,
yeah, that was pretty much it.
Gosh, ouch.
Dating.
Although it was just before. It was just before. So I had time to return the roses.
Oh, crap. I had Valentine's.
And I have a gift for you.
Thank you. I have a Valentine for you, too. I had a Valentine for everybody, and I forgot to bring them in.
Oh,
not for Ryan.
Oh, I got another hug.
Actually, Ryan and Katie already got theirs, so it would have been.
Katie's starting to take the hint.
We are going to share.
No, she already has hers, and so does Ryan.
Yeah, I heard
you. In a meeting.
I heard you.
So I have one for you and Gabe that I forgot to bring in.
You do.
Oh, thank you.
Because I didn't come in here from my office. I came from a different room.
I'm going to chase you to your office.
Anyway, yeah, it's in there for you, really. 10 worst gifts that people have gotten. So we're correlated by dating.com. Some of the examples. A used candle.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Dang.
Clothes. This was from a woman to a man. Clothes that her ex had left in her place, in her house, when they broke up. So she was like, hey, here's some new clothes.
For Valentine's Day?
So dumb.
Dang. You're not supposed to give that at all.
A lighter with the guy's favorite sports team's logo on it.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, if
like,
you're
here's
a
blues lighter.
I mean, if you're a smoker and
yeah, but that's not a Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's true.
Can be.
Hair ties.
Hair ties.
Are they the nice ones?
What kind?
Are they like the curly Q ones?
A greeting card from a different holiday.
Hey, do you have your greeting card over there?
Sometimes the joke gifts are a thing.
Yeah.
You know.
One more. Sweatpants.
Big mistake. Huge.
Not good.
Sweatpants.
You okay with any of those bad Valentine's Day presents?
I think it all depends on the relationship.
Right.
I have a long-standing, it's like 10 years plus running for New Year's. We have Sweatpants New Year's, which is a couple of our friends get together, and we just very confidently wear super comfy clothes, let our kids play in the basement, and a really good pair of sweatpants. Would be a really good gift, but you better know what you're doing when you do that. You got to know.
Yeah.
Mm. Not standard issue.
Yes.
Not the ex's clothing or a used candle.
Oh. Yeah, really. The used candle one is.
Used candle.
That doesn't even make any sense. Okay,
Addy. A couple weeks ago, a woman named Shelby Sampson in Alberto Falls, Massachusetts, matched with a 33-year-old guy named Christopher Castillo on a dating app. He lived about 30 minutes away and asked to pick her up and set up a first date. And they went on what she thought was going to be their first date. He asked her to stop at a bank. I guess she was driving on their way to the date. He went in and robbed it.
Oh.
Then he came running out holding a gun and a whole bunch of cash and told her, drive.
Wow. That's not the ending
That's
I was expecting.
Not how it works.
That was.
That's not how any of this works.
That was her first date.
Can I tell you about the worst date I was
He
on?
Was arrested and sentenced and is going to prison.
I was maybe 17 years old and I went on a date with a guy. Here's all just bad red flags everywhere. Met him at a field party, but I grew up in Southern Illinois. There were field parties.
It was common.
And I didn't know him, but I knew people who knew him. And so I go out on this date with him and he seriously. We, on the way to go to the place we were going to go to hang out, took me to his weed dealer and bought weed.
Mm.
And this girl did not have anything to do with that kind of thing at the time.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to jail for life.
Oh, my gosh.
And I texted my friend.
And if you didn't, your parents were going to kill you.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I had, like, what am I going to do? I was going to say, it's not mine. I've never done this before. And they're going to be like, yeah, uh-huh. Get in the car. I was so terrified. I got out of the date. Sorry, Mom and Dad, if you're listening. I don't think they know about this. But I got out. I mean, we got to the place.
You fled.
Left early.
Fled, basically.
And then I was like, I think I've seen some things. I think I've lived.
Got a little bit of a
experience now because I was very innocent and naive. I was not around any of that stuff at all. Like that was the extent of the worst date of my life.
Man,
it's no bank robbery. But
yeah,
it was,
you okay
it was
with
close
a, robbing a bank on your face?
I don't
so
know.
Much.
It's not drugs.
I thought the end of not Tony's so story and your story was going to be, and we found out that he was a ghost.
This is more like a sign of the apocalypse, but if I wait till next week, it won't be a relevant story anymore. Are you guys familiar with the broomstick challenge?
Yeah.
Yes.
and people.
It's nothing.
Yes.
It's a thing.
Your broomstick stands up.
Them telling everybody saying that NASA said it was, this is the only day of the year that a broomstick will stand on its own, and everybody falling for it and
let's ask the
it,
rocket scientist
and putting
here.
The videos online.
Is that true of eggs, rocket scientist?
No. Physics is physics.
You pitiful.
Physics is
ignorant.
Physics.
You
it's always physics.
Does anything about anything
gravitational
on Earth
poles
change?
No, with the seasons.
With the rotation
no,
of the
no. The tides.
My mood does.
Yes.
The tides, okay? That's what happens. When the moon goes around, it pulls the water up a little bit, makes the tides.
An 82-year-old man named Ian Traynor in Liverpool, England, has been sentenced to jail time because he listens to classical music in his home, and it got to a point where his neighbors were getting sick of it and asked him to stop playing it at all hours of the day and night, and instead of stopping, he turned it up, and he blasted his classical music all day and night.
Turning up Mozart.
It was classy.
And yes, and he ignored the warnings by the police to turn it down, that his neighbors had been complaining. He was arrested and was sentenced to 24 weeks in jail. Are you okay with putting an 82-year-old man in jail for playing classic music? Classical music.
I don't know. What is the age where you just get away with doing whatever you want?
Not 82.
No,
not
82. 82. You're so close. I mean,
70 and
there
listen.
70?
I say listen, 70.
70 is young.
If there he dies in jail, everybody's going to regret
this
decision.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
Like Roger Stone.
But there is a number. There is a number, though, where it's just like, you know what? I've lived long enough. I get to do whatever the F I want.
Yeah,
right,
you're
now.
90 years old, Grandma. You can do PCP.
I earned it.
This is a local story. Guy named Jeff Gebhardt.
Wouldn't it be terrible
in Kansas City, Kansas?
Like, I know that guy.
Oh, Jeff.
Who lives
no, I'm not okay with that at all.
Jeff Gebhardt lives in Kansas City, Kansas, and he is offering $25,000 to anyone who finds him a girlfriend.
Aww.
He has created a website.
A bounty for a girl.
The website is datejeffg.com. It has a video on the website where it's him talking about him. He's a successful entrepreneur. He's in good shape. He's been in a lot of long-term relationships, but he's never been engaged or married.
You said it's Date Jeff G?
Datejeffg.com. Go check it out.
I've got Date
he's
Jeff.
He's in Kansas.
I've got Date Jeff typed in here.
Oh, go.
And it says Date Jeff, Date Jeff G, Date Jeff the Killer,
oh,
Date
boy.
Jeff the Killer
oh,
Game.
Gosh.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a creepypasta.
Whoa.
If you suggest a potential girlfriend to him and it works out, he will send you $25,000. What?
He's a good-looking guy.
What?
I don't know.
Oh. Sometimes I just point it right.
You cannot nominate yourself.
I thought you laughed at his. I thought you like reacted to his pasta line.
I did.
Well, no. I thought it was funny.
I did a cocker spaniel head tilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. Jeff the Killer.
Find me a girlfriend and I'll pay you $25,000. Seriously, yeah. But the $25,000 has an asterisk next to it
because you can't nominate yourself.
Oh,
that's the only caveat.
Katie.
Yeah.
Let's make a deal.
If you're single, couldn't you just have a friend say, "Hey, sign me up for this website, please."
Yeah, Jeff the Killer is a creepypasta.
It says I was
same,
a chunk-a-monk.
The same vein as Slenderman.
Oh.
It's one of those.
I just don't know what creepypasta
is.
I went from
being a little chunk-a-monk of a kid to having a six-pack. Woohoo.
Look at
5'7", 160, 9% BMI.
You okay with offering 25 grand to find a...
Is this Mike Bloomberg? Could be. This is a strange turn of events.
Jeff G is his Pierre Delecto.
He's wearing American flag pants. This is it.
America.
I'll vote for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.